You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
SPCA kennels across the country are being flooded with canines, big and small, all in need of a good home. The winter is typically a time where a large intake of puppies are taken in by the SPCA. I spoke to Laura Miller, the support services manager at the SPCA here in Auckland, on the matter.
During the winter, there's quite an intake in puppies. What are we seeing right now across SPCA kennels across New Zealand?
We are seeing huge, huge numbers of puppies and dogs as well. Winter's normally our busy season for dogs anyway. These are the times where people find it more difficult to own dogs. It's not very nice to train a puppy in winter compared to summer. And for some reason, it just seems to be our peak season for puppies. But we have had unprecedented numbers of dogs so far this year already, and we're only about a couple of weeks into winter, including young puppies. Unfortunately, we've seen a lot of babies that are too young to be off their mum, which is really sad.
Now, foster parents are obviously quite a crucial stepping stone during this time, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Foster parents are our lifeblood. Not only do they enable us to keep a larger number of dogs, they increase our capacity a lot to be able to accept more animals and that need our help. But the difference that they make to the individual dogs in their care is extreme. So our dogs that have had extreme surgeries, such as an amputation or an eye removed, or even extreme abdominal surgeries if they've had issues with their reproductive systems, they recover so much faster in their foster homes. They also enable us to socialize dogs in ways that we're not able to do in a shelter environment. So I like to say that an animal doesn't come to the SPCA because its life is going that great. Generally, it's had a hard time of things before it comes into us. So these are animals that may have never seen a bed before, never been around a TV, never heard a fridge make ice or traffic or children. All of these types of things are really hard for us to socialize an animal with in a shelter environment. It's a very unnatural environment compared to the home environments we're hoping to adopt these animals out into. And so just being in a home, being around a family, seeing the same people every day who are feeding them and providing them with that TLC is of such benefit to their emotional well-being as well as their physical well-being. So we wouldn't be able to care for the sheer numbers of dogs that we care for without our foster homes, but we also wouldn't be able to provide the same level of high quality care without our foster homes.
Is there quite a large intake of puppies always coming in? Like you said, there's probably still some that is it in quarantine, which are still with their mums. Now, the process of from these puppies from while they're still in care and then obviously over to being fostered is quite lengthy. Does this sort of play into the overflow of within the kennels?
Absolutely. So puppies are incredibly vulnerable. They're especially vulnerable to disease. So like I said, animals coming into us, their life isn't going that good. They're often, they could be sick, they could be injured. Sometimes they're sick with infectious diseases. So our puppies need to go into quarantine in order to keep them safe from the type of diseases that they could be exposed to out in the big wide world. So they need to kind of be contained in that period as well with their mums to make sure that we set them up for a good start. But it can be a bit of a process, particularly if they come to us while they're young, and we're limited in our capacity to keep them in such a clean, sterile environment as well, compared to animals that are fully vaccinated that we're able to put out in homes. But people who are able to take puppies, particularly because puppies are a lot of work, they're a huge asset to us.
Yeah. Now, I've been reading about puppies that have been quite flat throughout the duration of their stay at the SPCA, obviously because they just haven't been fostered, haven't been adopted yet. What would you say are some of your favourite ways to keep the puppies entertained?
My absolute favourite, just because it warms my heart, is we have strollers that we take our unvaccinated puppies out on walks. So there's nothing better than seeing puppies in prams. walking around the village, getting their socialisation. We do have quite an extensive enrichment program where we try lots of different things, food toys, interactive toys, things to keep their brains busy while they're in that quarantine period to kind of engage with them. Our volunteers as well, you'll be familiar with this, is they're fantastic. So the more volunteers that we have, the more opportunities we can have for interacting with humans and teaching them things and doing some training, as well as just being with them, reading to them, petting them, getting them used to being around people as opposed to just with their litter mates, and teaching them the skills that they need to be out in the big wide world once they're ready.
Yeah. Now, last question. Say I wanted to go out and adopt one of these puppies today or tomorrow. What would be some requirements that the SPCA would advise me to have or anyone else to have when it comes to taking care of them?
Absolutely. I mean, the first thing that you need to do is probably have a chat with your household and your family and work out what type of dog you're interested in. Are you after kind of a couch buddy who's going to sit on the couch and cuddle with you and watch Netflix? Or are you a really active household who want to go on big hikes and do long walks on the beach? Or are you interested in kind of getting into competitive canine sports and doing some obedience or some agility competitively? That's really going to help us find the right match for you if you know what you're looking for in a dog, because a lot of our dogs have very individual personalities. Everyone's a little bit different, and our canine team get to know these animals really, really well. But what we don't know a lot about is kind of what you're after and what your family needs in a dog. So working out what type of dog is going to be best suited for you, and then checking out our website. Everything that's currently available for adoption is on our website, so you can have a look at the dogs there, have a look at what our canine team have said about their personality and their circumstance, and then you can inquire from there if there's anyone that you'd be interested in meeting or interested in knowing a little bit more about. And that includes all of our dogs that may be available for adoption in foster as well, because not all of them are on site because of those capacity concerns. The other thing is to make sure that you're able to have a dog on your property. Some landlords are fantastic and they've got no issues with having dogs. Some less so. So make sure that you're aware of kind of what your requirements are if you're renting or if you're on your own home, that you've got a suitable place to contain them, like a fenced property or something like that. Those would be the best starting points. Anything else we can guide you through.
That was Laura Miller, the Support Services Manager at the SPCA here in Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.